Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, nonviolence, health, and freedom for all without discrimination. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its staff.
A world is shattered into pieces, we're faded, divided, polarized, lost and separated. Sometimes it's hard to see things clearly, it's foggy. This radiation in our bodies. Will we get back to the place we remember? Can the people from all sides come together and shatter the walls that keep us from connecting? Break the illusion, no more confusion. Shatter the fear that holds us back from loving. Once we believe it, we can receive it. They've even split up friends and families, sweet Jesus. Ideologies that draw the lines between us. Wake up, they're trying to control us. It's evil. And rediscover how to shatter the walls that keep us from connecting. Break the illusion, no more confusion. Shatter the fear that holds us back from loving. Once we believe.
Sonic Universe. In this episode of Vegan Nation, we'll continue our conversation with David Jardina in New York City and Gene Murillo in San Diego, discussing authentic veganism, holistic veganism that includes sovereignty for humans as well as the other animals. David and Gene joined us last week. After the break, we'll be joined by Dr. Amaiti May in Los Angeles. Last Sunday, she attended the Defeat the Mandates Coast to Coast rally in L.A. The discussion includes the CBDC, central bank, digital currency, and transhumanism agenda, part of the restructuring of society, the Great Reset, without the people's consent, human people and the animal people. Here's Gene Murillo starting out part two of our conversation.
Yeah. Well, these are all attempts at censorship. I will say they're all. These are bills in California. Governor Newsom of California famously said when there was the major lockdown in California that as California goes, so goes the nation. And while all this is going on, even though some people are waking up, as Dave says, there are people busy, busy, busy in the background putting all these bills together before the state legislatures to get things through. And I just wanted to just bring your attention real quick to some of them. I'll go through these quickly because of time. Some of these bills are vaccine consent. This bill would authorize a minor 12 years of age or older to consent to vaccines. Another bill would add COVID-19 to the list of diseases for which a child must be immunized in order to attend school or daycare. Another one, Medical Board of California investigations record request. This bill would authorize the medical board to inspect the doctor's office and records without patient's consent. I mean, like, you can't make these things up.
Oh, my God.
Confidentiality of Medical Information Act. This bill will change the California Medical Privacy Act to authorize a healthcare provider or service plan to disclose your child's medical information to a school-linked services coordinator. Then they have a long bill. I won't read all this, but just on social media disinformation, you know, let's tighten that up. And then law enforcement, here's a big one. It would require sheriffs and peace officers to enforce the public health orders. And if they don't, funds will be taken away from them and then given to the public health department. Unbelievable. And then there will be COVID testing in schools. That's going to continue. They want to make sure that continues with a bill. Development of state immunization registry. They would merge the three California immunization registry tracking systems to create one statewide system, and all vaccines will be required to be entered into this registry. So don't tell me that that's not control and future control. Another bill would require an employer to require each person who is an employee or independent contractor and who is eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine to show proof to the employer or an authorized agent that the person has been vaccinated against COVID-19. And then last, we have physicians and surgeons, if they have what they deem as unprofessional conduct, they will have many ramifications against them from the medical board.
And can you please tell us a little bit about PERC?
PERC stands for Protection of the Educational Rights of Kids. And, yeah, they are fighting for the rights of our children. So, yeah, they're fighting for freedom for all, but particularly children. Somebody has to do something for these children. It's just out of control. That's the lowest common denominator. You're going to do this to all these adults, and now you're going to go after our children.
And, of course, as you mentioned about the quantum science,
yes,
and the quantum vibrations, as vegans, we know that in animal agriculture, as well as the pharmaceutical laboratories and the lab animal breeding facilities, it's the youngsters. It's the young ones,
yes,
in the egg industry, the dairy industry, the dead flesh industry, and the pharmaceutical labs. It's all hidden, and the public gets all these mandates, but the public is not allowed to see what's going on.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, as Dave said, we have a lot of work to do. Some people are waking up, and especially animal liberation activists. We've been at it for a while, and may that continue.
Yes, I totally am with that. Thank you, Marlene.
David Jardina, what additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Well, just based on what Gene was saying about what's happening in California, that's happening in a lot of places around the world, and it's definitely happening in New York. And, you know, as far as animals and veganism and everything, we're all here on the same planet at the same time, in the same cosmos, if you want to go that far. But the golden rule applies not just to ourselves or those we think are worthy enough, but to everyone. The golden rule applies. So treat others the way you want to be treated, and even if they're non-human animals. So that's the basis. And then going vegan is the baby step we can all take. People say, well, I know what you're saying. I like veganism. I respect it, but maybe I'll take baby steps. Well, no, the baby step is going vegan. Just take that. And that is going to open up worlds that you never thought could be possible. And it's going to benefit yourself. It's going to benefit the people you love, your community, the earth, and everyone, and including health. Health is a big thing in people's minds. If you really want to be healthy, at least go vegan.
Thank you, David. And what contact information can you leave for our listeners?
Well, you can go to my website, which is davidjardina.com. David is the name, David, D-A-V-I-D, G-I-A-R-D-I-N-A.com. So please, yeah, do contact me there. I'd love to hear from you.
And now, Gene Murillo in San Diego.
So I have a YouTube channel as Gene Murillo. Last name is M-A-U-R-I-L-L-O.
Thank you, Gene. And thank you, David. And thank you both for joining us on Vegan Nation.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you. It's a little musical interlude by the Sonic Universe.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lies. This is spiritual warfare between the light and the darkness. It's an empirical nightmare. What they're trying to inject inside us. We're not signing up for their experiment. Try to coerce us and force us, but they'll never penetrate our temples, cause we hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lies. So we hold. Yeah, we hold the line. We are the doctors and nurses, sleepless nights and overtime on the front lines. We are police in the cities and firefighters, we're protecting the families. Kicked us to the curb for the shot we refuse. It's our body and our right to choose. It don't matter, we will weather this storm, cause God is with us in this battle. Come on, join us as we hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lies. So we hold the line. Hold the line. We stand together and we do not comply. Yeah, we hold the line. We hold the line in love. Hold the line. Show them what we're made of. Hold the line. Hold the line. Won't let them steal our sovereignty with their lies. So we hold. Yeah, we hold the line. To the parents of the children, we're sending hope to you. Pull them out of the system, we'll build a better school. Hold the line.
Listening to America's music station,
WCUW.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management.
Coming to Los Angeles, defeat the mandates, Sunday, April 10th. It was an epic day at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., and now we're bringing an even stronger presence to the West Coast. Join us at Defeat the Mandates, Los Angeles. It's not about politics, race, or whether you're jabbed or not. It's about people standing together, united.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We just heard the music of the Sonic Universe. We heard Hold the Line, Unplugged. Earlier in the show, we heard Shatter, Unplugged. The Sonic Universe performed at the Defeat the Mandates Coast to Coast in L.A. on April 10th. Vegan musicians. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Almighty May, a strong vegan activist who attended the Defeat the Mandates rally and festival in Los Angeles. We'll be hearing about that, and she'll also be giving us important information about the transhumanism agenda.
Let loose. With music under the moon. Every Tuesday from 9 until midnight on WCUW 91.3 FM. Community radio serving Central Massachusetts. Streaming at WCUW.org.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
This is WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM Community Radio serving Central Massachusetts.
There you go.
Welcome back from the break. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation, and thank you for your support of Community Radio. We're joined now by Dr. Amity May in Los Angeles. Thank you, Dr. May, for joining us on Vegan Nation. This is a great honor. And can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Great. Thank you for having me, Marlene. I have been a practicing vegan veterinarian for over 16 years. I specialize in house calls for dogs and cats. I offer acupuncture, homeopathy, laser therapy, massage, Chinese herbs, and more recently, ozone therapy. I also provide nutritional consultations, helping people transition dogs and in some cases cats to a plant-based diet. And I'm the founder of the Veterinary Association for the Protection of Animals, which is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness about the benefits of a vegan lifestyle through documentary screening events and vegan catered food events. And we've done a number of screening events in the last couple years, including Forks Over Knives and several films about the harms of vaccines. So I'd love for people to get involved if they're interested. The website vapavets.org has more information about my nonprofit.
Thank you for being an advocate for both animals and humans. Let's start with why the health freedom movement is a priority in the vegan movement.
The health freedom and medical freedom movement is extremely important, not only for the vegan movement, but everyone on this earth right now, because if we do not have autonomy over our own bodies to choose what we can put in our bodies, then we are essentially going to become slaves, which will make it impossible for us to advocate for animals. It's very unfortunate that a lot of people have believed the lies that have been told about these COVID-19 injections, which are not vaccines. They are actually experimental gene modification agents that have already caused many thousands of injuries and deaths, actually over 1.2 million injuries, according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And that could well be an underestimate of the true number, because the VAERS reporting system is estimated to only represent 1 to 10% of the actual number. So with 26,000+ deaths reported, you know, we could be looking at closer to 200,000 or even close to a million, potentially, that are not being reported. And, of course, injuries, which include myocarditis, stroke, a lot of paralysis cases, neurologic dysfunction, that is not being reported by the mainstream news media. And these injections that are called vaccines are not preventing transmission. They're not protecting the individuals taking them, and they're not protecting individuals around those who are taking them. So it's very important that people stop listening to mainstream news and that they actually look at alternate information that is valid that's being censored. There are many documentaries like Trace Amounts, which I showed this past Thursday evening at the Lighthouse Church in Santa Monica. It's really something that needs to be looked at. And, you know, when it comes to COVID, there's so much lack of understanding of what it is that we're actually being faced with. And we need to realize that there are treatments out there that have been censored because they've wanted to push this injection. And then people were faced with these mandates, which, of course, we're fighting against this now in California especially, but, you know, everywhere to some extent people are dealing with this, and certainly other countries as well to a great extent. We just had a rally this past Sunday, April 10th, here in downtown Los Angeles with thousands of attendees. It was a great event, a lot of great speakers. And we're fighting hard, you know, to not allow this tyranny to unfold anymore.
Thank you, Dr. May.
There comes a point where it's no longer explainable just by ignorance alone that the measures are taking place. And when we've gone so many times writing letters, speaking at meetings, and explaining to these officials what is going on, and they turn a blind eye. You know, I mean, can't tell you how many times I've called in to these Zoom meetings and board meetings to oppose the mandates, explain why they're harmful, explain why 5G is harmful also, which is being rolled out in connection with this vaccine rollout. And these officials, either they're being paid off or they're just completely unaware, but yet they keep being informed and they pretend like they don't know what's going on. So I think that there's got to be some kind of monetary incentive that a lot of these elected officials must be getting some major funds somehow through the telecom and pharmaceutical industries. And there's an agenda, you know, from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari has said some very disturbing things, that he wants to have humans not have free will, and that we can be hackable like a computer. They basically are trying to have humans become robotic cyborgs. And that the word cyborg was coined many years ago. And, you know, it's cyborg is like an organism that has merged with a computer robot, and that's what they're trying to do to humanity, which would be devastating. So there is a need for people to push back, to wake up. I just went to a talk yesterday by Alana Freeland, who's written an amazing book called Geoengineered Transhumanism, which is all about how the environment has been weaponized by chemicals, both through the chemtrails that are being sprayed, as well as the electromagnetic frequencies that are harmful from the 5G rollout, and also the nanotechnology that's being used for synthetic biology. So it's pretty surprising, actually, how much this has been going on for a long time, you know, before it's even been made known to the public. In the military, these technologies have already been utilized for many years, and it's been kept under wrap for a long time, but now it's starting to become more normalized. We're hearing more about it in the mainstream news. It's making it seem to be acceptable, but yet there's a lot of concern behind it, and with the chemtrails, how that's affected our environment, how it's affected people's health. These are serious issues that need to be explored, and people need to realize that they have to take control over their own health. And certainly a vegan diet is a big part of that. You know, eating a whole foods, organic vegan diet, of course, not the processed foods, which oftentimes can include some of these harmful GMO ingredients that we want to avoid. It's a key factor to protecting our health and being able to continue to advocate for the animals who are also impacted by these toxic chemicals in the environment.
Thank you, Dr. May. And have you heard about the CBDC, the central bank digital currency, and this global union that seems to be occurring, and this global domination over the people of the earth, and of course the non-human people, our animal brothers and sisters, have always been exploited and enslaved and oppressed by the non-vegan humanity, which we're hoping to create a vegan world to create peace and freedom for all. But that this mandate that's happening in pretty much everywhere, either currently or coming, about having everyone's medical records on digital tracking and tracing, and that's the first phase, it's been said, to then implement the cashless society in the central bank digital currency so that all monetary purchases are tracked and traced. Have you heard of that?
Yes, it's very concerning. It's one of the bills that's being proposed in California, AB 1797. That would make changes to the California Immunization Record Database for government agencies to have access to all vaccine records. There are several other, about actually a dozen very alarming bills that are being proposed in the California legislature. If I may, I'd like to review those for any listeners who can call in to their legislators and write to them opposing these bills, because the more people who speak up and voice their opposition, the greater our chances for success at overcoming this medical tyranny. So SB 871 has been proposed by Senator Richard Pan, and it will require all children from 0 to 17 to get the COVID-19 vaccine to attend any daycare or a public or private school with no exemptions. SB 866 will lower the age of consent to 12 to get the COVID-19 vaccine without parental consent. SB 920 will authorize the medical board to inspect a doctor's office and records without patient's consent, violating HIPAA laws. SB 1184 will change the California Medical Privacy Act to authorize a healthcare provider or service plan to disclose your child's medical information to a school-linked services coordinator without parental consent, circumventing HIPAA and FERPA laws. SB 1390 will censor any social media platform that posts dissenting information that contradicts the government narrative, information regarding medicine or vaccinations, information regarding elections, and conspiracy theories. SB 1479 will require schools to continue COVID testing and to create testing plans long-term. SB 1464 will force law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders, even if they oppose or adopt a policy to oppose a public health order. And then AB 1993 will require all employees, including independent contractors, to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination in order to work in California. And perhaps more concerning, AB 2098 classifies the sharing of what's considered COVID-19 medical opinion by doctors and surgeons contrary to the CDC narrative as, quote, misinformation, and as unprofessional conduct that would result in disciplinary action. So these bills are all very concerning, and we need to oppose them whenever way we can. The website that people can go to get more information is perk-group.com. That's PERK-group.com. That's the Protecting the Educational Rights of Kids organization. In answer to your question, that is a big problem, that they are trying to roll this digital currency that will be linked to eventually a social credit system similar to what China has going on. And what ultimately will need to happen is people who don't take this injection will have to find alternate ways to do commerce. They will perhaps do barter and find their own parallel societies to work within. I know in Arizona there's a move to work on a freedom healthcare system because so many of the nurses and doctors have been fired essentially because they won't take the jab, and they've had to strike out on their own and have their own smaller operations. So there are a lot of changes that are happening, and it's definitely a turbulent period, but I think that when there's a will, there's a way, and we got to just keep doing what we can to overcome this tyranny.
Thank you, Dr. May, and thank you for being a great vegan activist for humans and the animals. To our Vegan Nation listeners, please join us again next week as we continue our conversation with Dr. May. We'll be discussing the ingredients derived from animals, and that includes human animals, that are involved in the research, development, and production of injections, including fetal bovine serum, monkey kidney cells, dog kidney cells, as well as the experiences of those individuals enslaved and imprisoned in pharmaceutical laboratories and lab animal breeding facilities. I'd like to thank all the vegans for your compassionate heart and actions. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'm your host, Miley Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Wishing you a good day.